I'm Doug Tribou. For minor league hockey players, this is a typical season minus one thing, the hope of being called up. And getting called up is the point. Ask a minor leaguer about the NHL team he loved when he was little, and you'll get a lot of comments like this.
My dream was to play in the NHL, but it was also to be able to play for the Boston Bruins. Those guys were heroes to me growing up as a kid.
But you won't hear a lot of this.
When I was a little kid, I pretty much grew up in that Boston locker room.
That's Chris Bourque. He's a forward for the Providence Bruins in the American Hockey League. The names Bourque and Bruins have a long history together. Chris's father, Hall of Famer Ray Bourque, played for Providence's parent club in Boston from 1979 to 2000. Chris spent most of his first seven seasons in the minors in the Capitals organization, but in May, Washington traded him to the Bruins. The 26-year-old was eager to impress the Boston staff during training camp, but the lockout has kept him in Rhode Island.
It's definitely upsetting. It's a little disappointing that the two sides couldn't come to an agreement. But, I think everybody's got their fingers crossed that they'll get it settled. And, hopefully the NHL can get started because I think everybody missed it. You know, the players, the fans, everyone. So it's not a good situation for anyone.
Playing for the Hershey Bears, Bourque led the AHL in points last season. But his minor league successes have only translated to 33 NHL games with just one goal during a handful of call-ups. Providence head coach Bruce Cassidy can relate to Bourque's frustration with the lockout.
I think the best thing for them is to put it out of their mind. But it is tough because this is something you dream about your whole life for a lot of these kids. And to get the opportunity taken away from you, not because of effort or production, just because there's no league, and that stings a little bit.
But the AHL coach does see one upside to the NHL's labor problems.
One good thing is nobody comes down here with a bad attitude from being sent down thinking they were going to make the team because there was no team to make.
Meanwhile, Chris Bourque is hoping he'll get the chance to merge his father's history with his own hockey future. But for now, he'll settle for another kind of on-ice family reunion. His little brother Ryan plays for the Connecticut Whale.
Those dates I definitely circle just to watch him and see how he's doing. And it's my little brother. I want to see him do well. I'd like to see him score a hat trick and us win, 4-3.
Last Saturday night, Chris didn't exactly get his wish. The Whale beat the Bruins 6-3, but the brothers fared well. Chris had two assists and Ryan scored a goal. But more importantly, during the lockout, they were still on the ice. In fact, the only Bourque without any points that night was Ray. He was in the stands. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.